This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, gasp. I'm so excited.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
As a high Bob Lutz, higher than a kite, my answer would be, no, man, I can't do it. Hey, man, I'm high.
Oh, shocking. Monsters.
Jeff Lutz.
Please, someone, at Bob Lutz, tell him how misguided he is.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for the next hour as we move through the show.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Pretty good interviews with Kevin Saul and Jesse Newell in hour number one. If you want to listen to the show, as many of you do, you wait until the evening.
Some people do that, or even tomorrow.
And you can listen on the Odyssey app. Or you can hit the rewind on KFH Radio, the podcast button. Max also posts segments of the show and the full show on Twitter.
That's an interesting concept, listening to the show after it has been recorded and aired. That is.
Do you do that often?
No.
Why not?
I listen to podcasts.
You might be able to learn something.
I listen to podcasts like everybody else.
If I were you, I'd be listening and trying to ask yourself, how can I get better? How can I ask better questions?
I ask great questions.
When I hear my dad ask these amazing questions, how can I get in there?
Yeah, it's definitely something to ponder.
Something you should look into. But you won't, because you think you got all the answers.
I'm always trying to ask better questions.
When I was your age,
irrespective of what you asked.
I was trying to learn every day, every hour.
No, you weren't.
Of course I was.
That sounds like a lot of work. Maybe I can set an hour aside to learn every day.
How much did I try to hone my skills, do you think?
I don't think you hone your skills. I think you do it, and you get better, and you think about your work, and you examine
it. What makes you better?
With the things that I said, experience, being around others who do it, being around successful people, seeing your stuff get critiqued. I mean, there's a lot of things that make you better.
Well, I do the best I can.
Hopefully we're always getting a little better.
I had, as everybody does in their life and their career, certainly had my own highs and lows.
Absolutely.
I remember being told I was being taken off the Wichita State beat after they went to the Sweet 16 and 1980-81.
What did you do to deserve that?
A big story broke, and the Kansas City Star broke it about some NCAA violations. And my people weren't happy that I didn't break that story. And they didn't think at 25 maybe I was quite ready.
You probably weren't.
To cover the Wichita State beat. And I was devastated. I was distraught. And I didn't know what to do. my God, is this the end of it? I asked myself. They kept me. They wanted me to work on the desk in production for a little bit. And eventually I went back to covering high school sports.
That happened.
Then I went over to the news side for a year and a half.
Don't remember that.
2.5. Then I came back and covered more high school sports. And then in 1991, I got back on the Shocker beat for 4 years.
What big story did you miss during that tenure?
Didn't miss any.
That's good.
Then they made me the GA, assignment writer. And then I became the columnist.
What did you do as GA? What was your...
I have so much freedom. You know, I fancy myself as an idea person.
Sure.
I like coming up with ideas, concepts.
Yeah.
And then writing about them. So I got to do the big Sunday feature every week.
Every week?
Pretty much every week. Not every week. But quite a few weeks.
One a month would be nice.
And that's that kind of became my job.
Yeah, I'd like to have that kind of freedom, but...
Fill in here and there.
Do you think if you hadn't been taken off the Wichita State beat in 1981... that I would exist? Did any events...
I went right home and we got busy.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're
saying. Were there events...
So by the way, that may be the funniest thing I've ever
seen. No, that was gross.
Max, try to hold it down.
I think he's doing fine. Were there events that would have led to my birth?
Do you understand
that? Were you married to my mom at that point?
No.
Good grief. Had you met my mom at that point?
Not quite.
Really? So this is like, what, March of 81?
Yeah, I met her at when we started softball. Like, I met her in June, probably.
You probably would have been at a Wichita State function.
I think I met her in June at a softball game. She was with another individual, but once I...
Let's have that. Can we get that guy on the show?
Once I
really do. That would be awesome. Do you know who it is?
I still have people who know the guy. But once I...
I'd like to talk to him.
Once I set my sights, he was...
No, I'm serious. I want to talk to that guy.
Why?
Just to see what he remembers about my mom, what he's doing now. I hope he's happy. How much better I would have turned out if he was my father.
So really?
Just things like that.
That's what you think?
Now, that might be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That wasn't that funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Hurtful. But I met your mother in June, and we were married in November.
And then I came along the following December.
Yeah.
Impressive. Quick work.
Yeah, it's a short courtship. Got married in my parents' living room.
I've seen the photographs.
Did we have somebody perform the ceremony?
I don't know. Maybe. You must have.
I don't know who that was.
Were you not legally married?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Is what it is, I guess.
I think it was... although he's not in any of the photos, but I think it was my friend Bruce Blake, who was formerly the pastor at the United Methodist Church in Derby. That's who I think it was.
Is he still around?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know for sure, but I doubt it. But I can't remember for sure.
I don't know. I don't necessarily remember picking out unfamiliar faces. Mostly with his family.
If you're a pastor or a minister, chances are you did a wedding for me.
Yeah. That's something I should say.
Max, I don't know if you got enough. We need a laugh track. Because that was good stuff. Do you agree? It should have been said by you, but you're not quick enough.
Here's Bruce Blake is a retired bishop of the United Methodist Church.
Yeah. Is he still with us?
It doesn't seem that he's not.
Is he still in Derby?
No, he's in Winfield.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I need to, Bruce, if you're listening, because that goes way back, and I'm probably about 30% sure that he was he performed that ceremony. I don't know that he did or didn't. He had something to do with something.
Yeah,
he may have officiated my dad's funeral or my mom's funeral.
Probably not because, well, I don't know what he was doing. That was like 1990.
My mom.
From 84 to 88, he was the president of Southwestern College.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't get him to perform a ceremony.
I don't know. That probably wouldn't have been his domain at that point, but maybe. He was senior pastor at Woodlawn United Methodist Church from 74 to 84.
Well, so that fits in the timeline,
that is right there in the timeline.
How about that for a memory?
Probably it had to be him.
Wouldn't you say that's a pretty good memory?
We're going to call him.
No, answer my question.
We're going to call him.
He doesn't know your mother. He did that ceremony because of me. That's probably the only time he met your mother.
I don't care about him knowing my mom. I'm just curious about if he remembers the day at all.
Well, call him.
I'll see if I can find him.
Bruce was a fantastic guy. Just a certainly somebody's calling him right now saying, Reverend Blake, they're talking about you on this.
He's not a reverend anymore that I know of.
What is he?
He's a bishop.
Bishop Blake.
Is that a thing? I don't. He's a retired bishop. What's his name? Bruce Blake. All right.
An idiot. You just don't have the smoothness.
I'm not trying to be smooth. I forgot his name.
To do this kind of work. You know me, this is silky over here.
He's 86.
Well, I'd love to, there's nothing I'd like more than to talk to Bruce Blake. You have a number?
I've got a number. I don't know that any of them are what it is.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
All right, here's a cell phone number.
Text it to Max.
Send it to Max.
And let's give it a shot. And if he comes on the show and says, I'm sorry, I don't remember you, then it'll be humiliating.
Well, it will, but we need to know, right?
But the chances of that happening are zero, because there was a time in my life where I was around Bruce Blake quite often. He had kids who were athletes at Derby. And so
there's no question he remembers you. He'll probably mention your work at League 42, I bet he has followed that. I bet he...
Well, I don't know. It's been forever since I've spoken with Bruce.
I hope this is his number. It says it belongs to him, so...
Did you get it to Max?
Yeah, there's...
Max, are you working on that?
75 numbers on this page. Max got it.
All right, let's pull this off. This is what this show needs to be known for.
Finding people and getting them.
We can make it happen.
I sure hope that's his number.
Well, if it isn't, we've disappointed an audience.
A huge swath of people.
People now want to hear what Bruce Blake has to say.
I hope he's in good health and everything, that we're not just...
Well, I do too. We all hope that. Judging from the way he was when I knew him back in the day, he's going to live to be 180.
Could very well happen.
Fit guy, very...
His photo on the bishop's website looks like he's as spry as ever. Well, now I got to go back to it.
Well, I want
to
see the photo. That's him. A little less hair than he used to have. But he looks...
That's true for about all of us.
If I just saw that picture without knowing who it was, I said, that's Bruce Blake.
You'd say that's Bruce Blake?
I would.
Interesting.
Might take me a minute.
Yeah, all these other numbers are like, I don't know. I don't trust this number, but we're going to see.
Well, we can't just throw everything at this at the expense of everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Here's a better one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Poor Max. Sorry, Max. But Max is so involved and wants this show to be good.
It's okay. I got voicemail. I left a message saying if he knew you
was
to
it
call
Bruce?
Back.
Did it say this is Bruce?
No, it just said, it gives the number. It wasn't a personal one.
Yeah, that's too bad. But
I'm giving you the other number that I found.
We'll try it.
We'll give it a shot.
Listen, if it doesn't work, that doesn't look good for you.
It's tough.
Frankly.
Usually it's just you get that, you get a number and it's the number.
Well, now you got my hopes up. You got the hopes up of the audience.
Well, this number says it exclusively belongs to Reverend Bruce Blake.
Well, I hope it does.
In Winfield.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten a text from somebody. Because this guy was very well known in Derby.
And he's still in the area.
He's the kind of guy I'd go have lunch with.
I think you should.
Absolutely, I would. I just said that.
Okay. Well, if this isn't the number, I'll call one or two of the other numbers during the break and see if we can figure it out.
Yeah. That doesn't work. It's too bad. All right. We'll take a break. We've got a game to play. Maybe we'll hear from Reverend Blake. You never know. We hope. We hope that happens. But if it doesn't, we've made an effort.
Exactly.
We'll be back. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game. We did leave a message with Bruce Blake. At least we think Bruce Blake.
No, I got him. I found his number. I sent it to Max.
You left a message.
No, I sent his actual number to Max. His home number. We got him.
What do you mean we got him?
We got him.
Hello, Bruce.
We got him. We don't have him, but we got him.
Well, we have him in our sights. We don't have him until I can talk to him. What's the game today?
I'm going to name the state. We're just going to go down alphabetically, but obviously we're not getting to all 50. You're going to tell me their top two cities by population. If you get them in order, 1, 2, you get 3 points. If you get 2, 1, you get 2 points. If you only get one right, you get 1 point. Then I'm going to ask you what direction you have to go to get from one to the other.
Oh,
and
God.
How many miles.
I've lost.
It is between those cities.
Can't you find any entertainment stuff? I'm already lost.
I'll go first, Max. I don't have any idea what he's doing. But I'll go first.
So you got to name the top two cities in population, one
Didn't
and
we do
two.
Do this before?
No, we have never done anything like this. Don't be ridiculous.
We do it every week. What is it?
Alabama.
Well, we've done this.
No,
Birmingham,
we haven't.
Birmingham and Montgomery.
You get 1 point because it's Huntsville and Birmingham, one and two. What direction do you have to go to get from Huntsville to Birmingham?
From Huntsville to Birmingham, you have to go south.
And what?
What do you mean, and what? You have to go southeast.
Southwest. I'll give 1 point to you. How many miles? And I'm just going to decide how many points you get based on how close
300.
You are. 300. No points for that. 101.2. Max, Alaska.
Juneau and... the other place. Fairbanks.
You get 1 point.
Come on, Max. Anchorage.
Anchorage and Fairbanks. What direction do you have to go? Both directions. So north, south, east, west, northeast, southwest, south. You know what I mean.
Why can't we just pick one direction?
No.
You can.
Where am I going from? Where am I going from?
You're going from Anchorage to Fairbanks.
East.
Yeah, and then north or south?
North.
Yeah, that's correct.
Only because everything's cold.
How many miles between Anchorage and Fairbanks?
150.
Not giving you any points for that. It's 360.
Yo.
Bob, Arizona.
Well, that's easy. Tucson and Phoenix.
Well, you get 2 points. It's Phoenix and Tucson.
Well, I'm just naming the top two. I'm not in order.
I said you have to name them in order.
I didn't hear that.
I said
Phoenix and Tucson.
You said Tucson and Phoenix.
No, come on. I'm not an idiot.
No, these are the rules of the game. What direction do you have to go to get from Phoenix to Tucson?
Phoenix to Tucson, you got to go southwest.
Southeast. I'll give you 1 point. How many miles?
Phoenix to Tucson?
Yeah.
175.
I'll give you 1 point for that. It's 112. Max, Arkansas.
Little Rock and Arkansas. God, I don't know any place in Arkansas. All I know is Little Rock. Can't think of any place else.
All right, you get a point. The other one's Fayetteville. What direction do you have to go to get from Little Rock to Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Oh, listen to your compass, you. I don't know, southwest.
I'm wrong.
Northwest, so I'll give you a point. And how many miles?
120.
I'll give you a point. It's 190. 6'6".
He gets a point for 70 miles?
Yeah, you got a point
out of
for 120? 68 or
My
78.
God. Next.
California.
Los Angeles. San Francisco.
Los Angeles, San Diego. 1 point.
Well, that's not right.
What directions to get from L.A. San Diego?
I thought I had to do... that's what I have to do next?
Yeah.
Southeast.
That's correct for 2 points. How many miles between them?
Well, it's a 2 hour, 140 miles.
Okay, I'll give you 2 points for that. 120.
Well, I better get 2 points.
Yeah, I'll give you two for that. I almost gave you three, but it's a judgment call. Max,
why didn't I get three?
That's tough. I don't know why, necessarily. Just felt like giving you two. Max, Colorado.
Oh, God.
Denver and... Denver and Colorado Springs?
That's so correct
easy,
for three.
So
is that
what direction must you go to get from Denver to Colorado Springs?
Northwest.
Wrong.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, southeast. How many miles?
110.
I'll give you a point. 70.
What's the score?
It is 11, Bob, 10, Max.
What?
That's a miracle.
I've gotten everything right. Max is over there, doesn't know.
He got a three-pointer.
Well, I'm the last.
Just now. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Hartford and Bridgeport.
You get 1 point. It's Bridgeport and Stamford. What direction?
You're telling me Stamford's bigger than Hartford.
I don't think Hartford was even the third biggest, if I remember correctly. I think it was fourth. What direction do you have to go to get from Bridgeport to Stamford?
Well, you got to go southeast.
Southwest. A little bit.
On 395, no less.
How many miles? Yeah. That's 140.
0 points. It's 22 miles.
22 miles?
Yeah, it's Connecticut.
Stop in New Haven.
Dumbest game I've ever heard of.
The pizza capital of the world.
There you go. Max, Delaware.
Oh, jeez.
Max is done.
Delaware. I know. Delaware. I couldn't tell you any.
You know any of the city?
No. Where's right. Biden from?
Well, it's Wilmington and Dover. What direction do you think
Why does he get a chance? If he doesn't know any city.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. But Max,
why are you being so glib with these games?
I'd say you go northeast.
Nope. Southwest. How many miles between Wilmington and Dover?
It's 4 miles in Delaware.
It's about 45.
Yeah, I'll give you 3 points.
Thank you.
You give me California.
It's 50.
There's a billion miles available in California.
You did a good job.
You give Max Delaware where you can't even turn around.
Well, I would trade you Delaware for California.
Yeah, what's next?
13-13 is your score. Florida.
Who went first?
You did.
Three more rounds.
I hope.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, that's Miami. Tampa.
It's Jacksonville and Miami. What direction do you have to go to get from Jacksonville to Miami?
Well, it's almost a straight shot south. Probably a little jog southwest.
Southeast. Barely. And how many miles?
Oh, that's a long way. 380.
3 points. 350.
Yeah. All right.
God, you
Wait a minute. I get three for that when I'm in 30. The last time I was within 20, I only got 2 points.
Yeah, but it was 30 and 350, and you got 20 and 120.
Do you ever drive
Larger
that, Bob?
Percentage.
Do you ever drive
What's
that?
What's that, Max?
Do you ever drive to Florida? Oh, my God.
I've driven in Florida many times.
Yeah, I mean, once you,
for a long time. Florida.
Once you hit Florida.
Well, yes, I've driven to Florida.
God, it's a long. I drove my mom there once. God, it was like forever to get from Jacksonville to West Palm.
Max, you get Georgia.
Atlanta and Macon. I think it's Savannah, but.
It's Columbus, actually.
Columbus.
What direction do you have to go to get from Atlanta to Columbus?
Southeast.
Southwest for a point. And how many miles?
95.
Yeah, 3 points.
What?
107.
What's the score now?
I don't know how he's determining that, but that's
18,
good.
18-18. It's a tie ball game.
You're fabricating that.
No, that's the score.
Max got zero on Delaware. What's
no,
next?
He didn't. We're skipping Hawaii, and we're going right into Idaho. Idaho.
Boise and what's that town I can't pronounce the name of?
Well, it's not that.
It's not?
Because we have a street by this name right down the road.
Oh, yeah. Sheridan, Idaho.
It's Meridian.
Never heard of Meridian, Idaho.
Who has? What direction?
No clue.
To get from Boise to...
Boise's down in the... I would have to say you'd have to go northwest.
That's correct. How many miles?
Having no idea about Meridian, Idaho, 150.
It's 12.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
That's what they told me anyway. I don't know if I believe
Who's they?
The Google.
Hey, Bob.
Max, Illinois. Go ahead,
I'll tell you what. If it wasn't for WOLD, I wouldn't have known any city besides Boise.
Old. Max, Illinois.
Oh, God.
Chicago and... Champagne?
Think Wayne's World. Think Wayne's World.
Don't give a hint.
Well, he already, it's Aurora. And how, what direction?
I think you'd probably go west.
Well, you'd have
what
to.
Else?
What else?
North or southwest?
Oh, northwest.
Incorrect. Southwest. Oh, well. How many miles between Chicago and Aurora?
78.
1 point.
What is it?
41.
Yeah.
Only 1 point.
Yeah, it's 21-21.
Why do you, are you keeping it tied?
No, he got a point for that.
This is the last round.
If you say so, I have another round after this.
Well, let's go.
Indiana.
Indiana. Indianapolis. And, this gets tricky. It could be Kokomo, it could be South Bend, it could be Terre Haute. I will say Terre Haute.
No, it's Fort Wayne.
Oh, I almost thought Fort Wayne.
What direction to get from Indianapolis to Fort Wayne?
That would be northwest.
Northeast. 23-21
well,
max.
Wait, I get the mileage.
Oh, okay, yeah, you do. Mileage.
You're trying to cheat me here
between
somehow.
Indianapolis and Fort Wayne.
Indianapolis and Fort Wayne is 175 miles.
1 point. It's 125 miles. Max, Iowa.
Oh, God.
Iowa.
Easiest state of them all.
Really? Let's see. Buddy Holly crashed in Clear Lake. So I'll say Clear Lake and Iowa. Like, I would never be in Iowa. I don't know. Clear Lake and I don't know any place else in Iowa. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's Des Moines and Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, you shouldn't get any points.
Yeah, what direction do you have to go to get from Des Moines to Cedar Rapids?
That's so easy.
North, northwest.
Northeast.
Northeast.
And how many miles separate
this? That's easy, too.
It's near you. 66.
Longer.
No, I'm not giving you points for that.
Yeah. 150.
127.
All right.
Last round or no?
Never been there.
What's the score?
It's 24-22.
Well, I won.
Let's play the last round.
I told you that was the last round. One more round.
We're skipping Kansas because there's two
Why?
Left.
Why?
Because there's two left after that. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Louisville and Lexington.
3 points. Direction to get from Louisville to Lexington.
From Louisville to Lexington would be northeast.
It's southwest.
What?
Yeah.
I think you got that turned around, my friend.
I don't think I did.
Look at a map.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
You did. Look at a map.
Maybe I did. No, I'm not giving it to you. How many miles?
Look at a map.
I don't want to look at a map. If it's wrong, you suffer the
200
consequence.
200 miles.
No, no points.
What is it?
78. Max, finally, Louisiana.
New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
That's correct.
Hey.
For three, what direction must you go?
Southwest.
To get from northwest.
Oh, well.
And finally, the mileage.
It's not that. I'll say 82.
3 points.
Hey, no.
Wait a minute.
It's 81.
Look at this map.
What does it show us?
It says Louisville to Lexington is exactly what I said.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a point for it. Max wins.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. 29-28.
You just robbed me. I get 2 points for that.
Yeah, you're right. 29-29.
All right. Now, let's go to the next round for the winner, and we do it differently.
What do we do?
We name the top cities and population in a state that you haven't given us yet. And for each one we can name going back and forth, we each get a point. top 10 in population in a particular state.
All right, we'll do New York.
And we're throwing out New York City.
No, we're not.
Well, then I'll go first, New York City.
Well, let me hold on. I don't think that's on there.
Manhattan. You're not capable of doing this game.
Well, which is it? New York City or Manhattan?
Well, it should be New York City.
Well, I want to guess.
All right, New York City.
Correct.
Max, you got to name a top 10.
Albany, the capital.
First one to miss loses.
What? Albany, the capital.
Ooh, that's going to be tight.
Nope. We play three rounds, though.
Syracuse.
Syracuse, no.
Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me.
It's not on the list.
Syracuse?
It's 13th.
Max?
Long Island.
No.
Buffalo.
Buffalo is, it's nowhere close. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 6th.
You have screwed this game up.
It's 6th. I missed it.
It's nowhere close. They only have an NFL and an NHL team. I win. Let's take a break.
That game is nullified. By the way, after further review, you only got 1 point for the direction of Lexington and Louisville. Max wins 29-28.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
You are so haphazard.
What do you mean nobody
cares?
With
that game and keeping score.
No, I did a great job.
And it was obvious to anyone listening that I won that game.
Yeah. Nobody cares, though.
But that's the way it is. That's how it is.
Okay. Well, I'm the game maker. What do they call it in Hunger Games?
I don't know what they call it
is
in
it
Hunger
the game
Games.
Maker?
I've only
Whatever.
Watched. I only saw Hunger Games one time.
Okay. Well, sorry I asked.
No recollection. I did watch a movie called Carry On the other night.
Game Master?
And I want to tell
it's
you this.
It's not called Carry On. It's called Carry On.
Carry On. Carry On My Wayward Son was the theme song. And it was about a guy with a carry-on.
Right.
And the bad guy was Jason Bateman, who's so good. It's not even... That guy is so good. Did you ever watch Ozark?
Nah.
What an absolute embarrassment.
I don't have room on my palate for Ozark. But
why
I probably will watch this movie because I'm a Breaking Bad guy. And I hear they're similar.
But Ozark's really good.
I believe you.
Why wouldn't you want to watch another good series?
It's not necessarily that, but if I'm going to watch a show like that,
do you agree with me that Jason Bateman is one of our fine actors?
He's a good actor.
That's all you're going to give him?
I'm trying to think. Because I've seen him in movies, obviously. And it feels a little to me like he's kind of the same guy in every movie, even when he's a bad guy. I saw some clips of this movie. He's Jason Bateman. He's being Jason Bateman. Tell me why I should believe him as a bad guy.
Well, he's often in comedies.
That's what I'm saying.
And the guy has versatility like no other.
But is he not kind of similar in all these?
No, absolutely not.
Personality-wise.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
He was in Arrested Development. You remember that?
I remember.
He was out of that entire...
Isn't that his like big comeback project?
Out of that entire great cast, he's kind of the guy that stuck out.
He's certainly in it.
Just look at this guy.
He's been around forever. He was a child actor with his sister Justine.
Love the guy.
Surprised I know that?
No, who wouldn't know that? You have to be an idiot not to know.
Whatever happened to Justine?
She's still around. Television, I didn't know he was on Little House on the Prairie for 21 episodes back in 1981-82.
That's a lot of episodes.
Silver Spoons for 3 years. Knight Rider, just one episode.
I have an update.
Saint Elsewhere, he appeared in an episode.
I have an update.
What's your update?
Max called Bruce. His wife answered. Bruce is out. Where'd Bruce go, I wonder?
Well, are we going to get Bruce?
We'll try again tomorrow.
What did Max say? Are we going to... Did the wife, was she cordial?
That's what I'd like to know. Like, okay, we'll try back, or what's...
Well, what'd Max leave it?
I don't know where he left it. He'll text me, though. Maybe.
Did he leave it with, hey, well, I'm calling because Bob Lutz wanted to talk to Mr. Blake?
I assume
it
was...
Or did he just say, hi, is Bruce there? No, I'm sorry, he's out. Okay, thank you. Which would defeat the whole purpose.
That's a great question. We'll try him again tomorrow. Jason would want to be a part of that conversation, I'm sure.
Max, fill us in. Did you? What was the conversation?
Turn all the buttons on.
You know, I long for to have a producer who can just.
I'm sorry. I was texting Jeff. Yes, she. I asked her. She said Bob Lutz would like to talk to him, and she said, "Well, he's out. He won't be back for 30 minutes. So try again."
Dang.
Did she know who Bob Lutz was?
She didn't, but she didn't know if he.
Well, to hell with her then.
Okay, that's what I said. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.